The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Find out this morning from Doug Armstrong, and like officially, and when you do find out, just what's that feeling?
I found out this morning, and I mean, it's just all excitement. Can't really put it into words. I was just kind of so excited. It was tough to kind of refocus into the game we had, and especially with the early game, it was tough to kind of get focus. But I think it's just excitement, and I mean, a huge honor.
What did Doug say to you just when you found out that you were in, and just what did he tell you? You know, he talked about how you earned your way in. Just what was the message from him when he told you you were on the team?
It was pretty simple that I was on the team, and that he's excited that for the group. And I mean, obviously the work starts now, and kind of building some of that chemistry, and I mean, all looking towards Milan, it was a short phone call, and I was too excited to kind of take in everything, but I think it was just kind of short message.
Who's the first person you called after finding out?
Yeah, I called my parents. I mean, they did so much for me growing up, and I mean, they're the reason I'm here, and I mean, all their love and support, and I mean, that's where I represent Canada at any level. That's just a huge honor, and I mean, I think you can tell by how I'm answering these questions. It's all surreal, and I'm just really excited.
So, Macklin, you've had an awesome 2025. You ended with a bang tonight. What do you expect to accomplish in 26 besides winning the gold medal for Canada?
I mean, obviously, we have a lot of goals as a group, a lot of big aspirations. I keep bringing it up, but that was our 20th win tonight, and we had 20 all of last year, so obviously you can see the excitement in the crowd, the fans. There's just a lot better of a vibe around our group, and the way that we're doing things right now, and we're winning games and stringing games together, playing good hockey, and just finding ways to win. I think that's what it's all about.
Doug Armstrong told this story this morning that he met you in St. Louis, I think, and then you dropped, I think, 3 points on him, and the Sharks won 4-3. Is that what happened when you met him?
Yeah, that was last year when we were in St. Louis.
Did you have that kind of a motivation, though, when he tells you, hey, you're on the Olympic radar? Did that kind of, you know, fire you up a little bit that game?
For sure. I mean, that was the dog days of the season, and to hear that, I think, for sure gave me a little bit of a boost.
You kind of allow yourself to think ahead a little bit, and whatever that's going to be like, that first practice with the group and getting to Italy, and what that scene's going to be like for you, I guess.
I mean, you can't not think about it, especially right now while it's fresh. Just thinking about, I mean, representing Canada in the Olympics, like the message at the orientation camp was, I mean, we're just one group in our whole country that's representing us over there. I mean, you got all kinds of sports and different athletes that have worked their whole life to kind of get to that level. And I think that was a message that everyone's there to represent Canada and do the best that they can do. And so it means a little extra kind of being part of the group that represents the hockey side of it.
How much have Sid and, you know, Mac, obviously training with them and going to World Championships, how much have they, you know, being around them and seeing how they train and do things, how did that help you prepare and just come into this season? What have you taken from those guys?
I mean, those are two of the best players in the world. I mean, Sid's probably one of the greatest ever, and Nate's on his way. And, I mean, being around those guys at World Championships and obviously a little bit over the summer, it's just, you can't not soak up all the little details and the stuff that they do, and also how they approach every day. They love doing what they do, and I don't think they'd be in the position that they are without doing that. And I think just watching them, being around them, I mean, they can't not rub off on you.
Do you think that your experience playing with them and having success at the World Championship, do you think that played into the decision in terms of kind of putting you over the top and getting you on the roster?
I mean, I don't think that's a question for me. I mean, I've just tried to, obviously, for more reasons than one, play my best hockey, work this summer to kind of give myself the best chance to not only help our team succeed and have a better year, which was a huge goal of mine. And I mean, last year sucked, so that was a huge motivator, and but also the added extra motivation of this Olympic team.
Have you had a chance to talk to Joe Thornton about talking about his experience when he played for Team Canada and how it might influence you at all?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit before. I mean, I even knew I was in consideration for the team. He's told me stories about when he was at the Olympics and how much fun he had. And But he's in Switzerland right now, so I haven't talked to him yet.
What's been the message from your teammates? Obviously, I think it was Revo saying you're the best player in the world. Just how much have they supported you through the season, and what was their reaction when they found out you made it too?
I mean, I think it just shows how close our group was. Everyone was so happy for me, and I really wouldn't be here without them. They, we have a special group this year. Our chemistry, my line mates, everyone I play with. I mean, it's a team game, and you can't have success without a team. And I wouldn't be here without them. And it was really cool that they were also happy for me.
It's a team game, but what's it mean to you when you hear the fans chant MVP when you're, after the game there to you?
Yeah, I mean, that's something I've never had before. But it's cool to see their excitement around our team, and to see that the energy in the building, especially today, it was there. It was there, and I hope we can just kind of keep winning, keep pushing, so that we get that more often.
So, Macklin, would you consider this selection a Christmas gift? And if so, is this the best Christmas you ever had?
It's the best Christmas I've ever had, yeah.
I know you say it's hard to put into words, but this has got to be something that you've dreamed about since you were a kid. It's one thing to dream of getting there, it's another to do it at 19. Like, have you wrapped your brain around the fact not only that you accomplished this, but how quickly you were able to accomplish this?
No, I think I just focused on the fact that I get to represent my country at the Olympics. How special that experience is, and what a huge honor it is to be selected for that team.
I gotta ask, you're going to Italy. Last name sounds a little bit Italian. Yeah. Any Italian heritage or lineage in your Celebrini?
Yeah. My grandpa was from over there, so.
Okay, so yeah. You expect to be a fan favorite then when you get over there?
No, I don't.
Is there any extra excitement? Obviously, you got to live your dream playing with your idol and Sid over the summer. You excited to do it again?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Are you hoping to play on his line?
I think everyone is.